Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. At the end of June, the U.S. Supreme Court handed down a decision that the process announced by President Biden to forgive student loan debt was unconstitutional. But did you realize that the attempt to do this illegal action almost succeeded? On August 24 last year, Biden announced that the Department of Education would automatically cancel up to $20,000 of student loan debt for millions of Americans. This announcement had all the earmarks of an attempt to buy votes in the upcoming election for the president's party. The news release and the poorly written, frequently asked questions had almost no details on the legality of this executive as opposed to congressional action. Supposedly, the justification for this action was covered by the 2001 law called the HEROES Act, which only applied to veterans and their families. After such an announcement, the federal government normally issues a formal announcement to give details so that those seeking to file a lawsuit against this action could state a legal basis for their case. In this instance, the Department of Education specifically declined to issue this formal announcement. Instead, it was deliberately sidestepping all regulatory procedures to implement student loan forgiveness. When it became clear that no formal announcement would be forthcoming and that the Biden administration might take action as soon as the beginning of October, attorneys at the nonprofit Pacific Legal Foundation sought to find one or more individuals who would suffer from the loan forgiveness program to serve as plaintiffs in a lawsuit. It turned out that one of their own attorneys, who lived and worked in Indiana, would end up paying about $1,000 in Indiana state income tax if this loan balance were forgiven under this action, versus being forgiven for his continuing to work for the nonprofit. Foundation staff raced the lawsuit filing before October 1st. They did so on September 27. The filing received national media coverage. Then the Biden administration instantly engaged in more political trickery. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more details on how this illegal action was finally stopped here on Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.